I'm lonely. With a sigh, he took a tentative sip of his coffee. This was his favorite place to eat. The comfort food and Norman Rockwell vibe reminded him of the wholesome existence he'd always secretly admired. But he'd have to quit coming here. He wouldn't allow himself to be tempted. His brother, Maddox, said over and over that his first year out of prison would be the hardest. And although Tobias acted as though he was doing fine, that he had his life under control, his journey was not as sure-footed as he let on. Sometimes, especially late at night, he felt as though he'd been cast adrift on a vast ocean and might never find safe harbor. And that sense of being so small and insignificant made him crave the substances that had gotten him into trouble in the first place. Willow kept looking over at him, obviously hoping to catch his eye. While he poured a dash of cream into his coffee, he considered canceling his meal. He could eat somewhere else, grab something to go and head home to shower. But just as he was about to slide out of the booth, his phone dinged with a text from Maddox, asking if he'd like to come over for dinner. "Already ate. Enjoy your night. See you at work tomorrow," he wrote back. He knew his brother worried about him, was trying to help him adjust to life outside prison, and didn't want him to backslide and become like their mother. But Maddox had recently married the girl he'd loved since high school. He deserved to be alone with Jada, his new wife, who was now pregnant, and Maya, their daughter. The last thing Tobias wanted to do was get in the way of their relationship, again. It was because of him they hadn't gotten together the first time around, and that had cost Maddox the first 12 years of Maya's life. As he slid his phone in his coat pocket, he saw that it was too late to cancel his food. Willow was once again coming toward him, this time carrying a plate. "You texting your girlfriend?" she asked, flirting with him as she put down his meatloaf and mashed potatoes. He allowed himself another glance at the blonde sitting at the counter. Her meal had come too, and yet she held her fork, turning it over and over in one hand, staring at her food without taking a bite. "Did you hear me?" Willow asked. Putting his napkin in his lap, he picked up his fork.
"I'm sorry, what'd you say?"
She looked over her shoulder in the direction he'd been looking and lowered her voice.
"I see you've noticed Harper."
"Harper?" he repeated.
"Yeah, Harper Devlin, Axel Devlin's wife. She's been in here before."
"Who's Axel Devlin?"
"Are you kidding me? He's the lead singer of Pulse. They're like the biggest band on the planet."
He'd heard of Pulse, was familiar with their music, and liked it. He'd also heard the name of the band's lead singer many times. He'd just never dreamed Willow could be referring to that Axel Devlin, although there was no good reason why she couldn't be. A lot of celebrities came to artsy, spiritually focused Silver Springs. Quite a few, especially movie people, retired here. And he often interacted with Hudson King, a professional football player, at New Horizons Boys Ranch, where he worked doing grounds and building maintenance. Hudson did a lot to help the troubled teens who attended the boarding school, both the boys' side and the recently built girls' school on the same property. He donated the money to buy an ice skating rink both sides could use.
"Do they live in the area?"
"No, she and her two kids are staying with her sister for the holidays. I overheard her talking to the owner."
"She looks a little..."
When he let his words trail off, Willow jumped in to finish the sentence. "Depressed?"
"I was going to say lost."
"Probably is. I watched an interview with Axel a few months ago. He said they were splitting up. Maybe that's why."
It was none of his business, but Tobias couldn't help asking.
"Did he give a reason?"
She seemed to like that they had found something to talk about that wasn't so strained and awkward for her.
"Blamed it on the travel. He has to be gone too much. Yada yada. What else is he going to say? That he's cheating with a different girl every night?" she added with a laugh. Tobias felt bad for Harper. It couldn't be easy to be married to a rock star. She wasn't that old, likely hadn't been prepared for that kind of life. If Tobias remembered correctly, Axel was from a small town in Idaho, and he and his band had become famous almost overnight. Now he was sitting on top of the world.
But where did that leave her?
"You said they have kids?"
he asked.
"Yeah, two little girls. I don't remember their ages, maybe 8 and 6, something like that."
So, Harper had married Axel before.